Now that's a revolution. France, 1789. I don't know how else to say it, but the French Revolution that started in 1789 was as big as it gets. It was an earth-shattering, society-breaking, head-chopping, new idea exploding extravaganza. And it lasted for about 25 years. By the time it was over, many things were different. And we can start talking about modern Europe. Well-heeled leaders afterwards would try to turn back the clock and pretend that concepts like nationalism, democracy, republicanism, and citizenship were just passing fads. Sorry, boys. In fact, for the next two centuries and more, Europeans would be coming to terms with ideas that came busting out of the French Revolution. Life for average people in Europe changed during this revolutionary period. For one thing, massive armies marching across your lands for 25 years and grabbing your sons tends to throw off normal life. The big ideas of the French Revolution also reshaped how people related to the state, and the French army kindly delivered these new approaches all over Europe. Feudalism ended in many places, as did lots of privileges that had guaranteed inequality. And people who got to be citizens instead of subjects, even briefly, rather liked it. It took a while, but gradually people's everyday lives shifted after the revolution. And the changes were about more than just politics. The revolutionary ideas that occupied the minds of intellectuals, leaders, and wealthy people remade the lives of common people too. In the form of new jobs, new countries, new clothes, new wars, new social relations, and new connections to the rest of the world. The French Revolution dramatically proved that Enlightenment ideas could rework human society, and maybe even humans themselves. The French Revolution was, in many ways, Enlightenment with guns. And of course, you can get further with a kind word and a gun than you can with just a kind word. Long-term economic, political, and social conditions created the conditions for a revolutionary explosion. And short-term desperation provided the spark for violent change. 18th-century Enlightenment ideas provided the sustained motivation and rationale behind the major changes of the French Revolution. Enlightenment ideas: humans are good, reason and science and laws can improve things, merit should determine success, and progress is possible, all became government policies. This chapter will show what happens to bold ideas when people use them to destroy a government and then make a new one. The revolution also made clear the dual nature of Enlightenment ideas, sometimes liberating and sometimes controlling people. France remained a strong, centralized state, so both sides of those ideas hit citizens hard. In this chapter, we will explore first the causes of the revolution. Next, we'll consider the very different phases of the revolution. I mean, it's a long way from a republic with universal male suffrage to an empire controlled mainly by one guy, Napoleon Bonaparte. It's worth asking if we're even talking about the same event. Did Napoleon continue or undermine the ideals of the revolution? Enlightenment ideas could be somewhat conservative or fairly radical. Our main aim in this chapter is to figure out what happens when those ideas become laws, policies, and new traditions. Then we'll be in good shape to consider their impact in subsequent chapters. Because in this book, and in our world, those ideas aren't going anywhere.